Senator Martha McSally, Mark Kelly will be the 51st vote for open borders, killing Second Amendment, lockdowns. By Robert Krajicek on October 26, 2020. Senator Martha McSally, Oz, described her opponent, Democrat nominee Mark Kelly, as an aspiring 51st vote for a Democrat Senate majority led by Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, in pursuit of open borders, taking away our Second Amendment rights, and a lockdown America. Mark Kelly is Chuck Schumer's path to power through Arizona, McSally said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Kelly markets himself as independent while being critical of partisanship. I've never looked at things through a partisan lens, and I believe Arizona needs an independent voice representing them in the Senate, Kelly wrote on his website. In 2014, he founded a political action committee, PAC, initially named Americans for Responsible Solutions before becoming Giffords, which has received over $61.5 million in funding across since its launch. McSally said, Mark Kelly has run one of the most sophisticated left-wing extreme political organizations in modern history over the last 10 years. It's been focused on gun control and taking away our Second Amendment rights. But in the meantime raising and sending $57 million supporting people like Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Adam Schiff, DCA, Jerry Nadler, DNY, and Nancy Pelosi, DCA. McSally added, he's not being honest with Arizonans about his true agenda, and that he will be the 51st vote for Chuck Schumer to court pack the Green Bad Deal, biggest tax increase in American history, open borders, taking away our Second Amendment rights. Everything is on the line here. Listen. He's trying to pretend he is not even a Democrat, for crying out loud, McSally remarked. Kelly's website does not make any specific mention of support or opposition to Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden. All of our freedoms, our way of life, our values, everything is on the ballot, declared McSally, noting the national implications of the outcomes of her race. It is time to save the country, our race will decide the tipping point in the direction of the Senate. McSally said Kelly is aligned with the Democrats' campaign to defund the police and vilify the police. She added, he's got his arm around Ilhan Omar. I've got my arm around the men and women in blue. McSally noted Democrats' broad support for lockdown and shutdown decrees branded as public health measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus. She warned that Mark Kelly, if elected to the Senate, would support Democrats' expressed plans to extend and amplify such policies. If the Democrats get power, they're going to lock down the country, McSally cautioned. To me, this is about control and power and more than it is about whatever excuse they're using for safety. We don't yet know the deaths of despair, addiction, and overdoses, and suicides, and the impact on kids not being in school. We have got to learn how to mitigate and minimize risk like we do with everything in our lives and allow people to be able to have some sense of normalcy to provide for their families. Life is a gift. McSally continued, I don't live in fear. You manage it. You mitigate it. You don't be reckless, but we believe in getting information out to people and having personal responsibility while we use our resources to protect the vulnerable in nursing homes, and in assisted living. With Mark Kelly and Joe Biden, it'll be lockdown America, concluded McSally. It's more to me about control and being able to get away with it. Marlow noted the unidentified and unspecified epidemiological metrics against which governmental lockdown and shutdown measures are implemented and enforced. When we're telling people that they cannot go to church but they can go to a riot or a protest, it's just so absurd, Marlow stated. He lamented, what scares me about the future is that we've accepted that absurd premise that church is bad and riots are good. Democrats exploited American goodwill to sacrifice in pursuit of combating the coronavirus spread, McSally assessed. People were willing to do their part to help each other out and I saw the amazing compassion of everybody helping each other out to get through this. But it then became, especially in the blue states, it's about control. It's about power and overreaching, concluded McSally. Let's not have government control over our lives that violates our constitutional freedoms and our national character. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.